Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Good evening. The show begins tonight. Shopping, not so much. That's the report of American consumers from Starbucks to McDonald's, all the way to Shanghai. Customers are not buying. The stores are slack sales. Starbucks I watch because that's high-end spending on coffee. You can get a lot better over at another venue, another franchise. Also, it's very strong coffee. And the pastries and sandwiches are petite and perfect and expensive. And it's off. And there is no other explanation of the fact that retail and sales in general are slowing. No crash, just slowing. I learned from Liz Peek. We also turn to the political contest, the very clever and creative way that one side of the ledger, that would be the Democrats, are seeking to change the past about the major candidate at the top of the ticket, before, after. Newspeak. We've always been at war with East Asia. And then on to Venezuela, a report with Alison Federica about how there is no transparency and there's no way to ascertain the actual count the way the voting is done in Venezuela. There is disorder in the streets reported. It will continue. The regime will use brutality. Bill Raggio joins to talk about an extraordinary event in Africa, in Mali. The Tuareg, who are native peoples to North Mali, combined with an al-Qaeda branch called JNIM, to ambush a column of Russian mercenaries, called Wagner Group at one time, now called Africa Corps. Many casualties. Bill Raggio reports more than 50 dead, maybe more than 80 dead, many captured, bringing down a helicopter in a complex attack, hitting an armored car is what I could see from the photographs. Extraordinary. There'll be more on this. This is ECOWAS breaking apart, West Africa in conflict, the Russians on the ground, the jihadists advancing, and the Tuareg defending their territory in North Mali. Francophone country. On to Lebanon. Benham Bentalibu joins to analyze how Iran is continuing to provoke war in the Middle East. Hezbollah killed 12 Israeli children in these last hours, and Israel has now retaliated in part by target killing a commander of the rocket forces, who's linked all the way back to the marine bombing under Ronald Reagan. There will be more. It's tit for tat in the north. As of yet, the IDF has not decided to go north. It's hard to see that they could trust anything that Hezbollah does. Withdraw, advance. The war is coming. The British Foreign Secretary, Mr. Lammy, has urged British citizens to leave Lebanon and use the airport as long as it's open. Assassination teams aimed at the former President Trump, Benham Bentalibu reports who they are. They're not assassins trained in some 007-like cult in Iran. They're hired narco-terrorists, motorcycle gangs, smugglers from the south of the border, from the cartels, hired, paid well. Not yet. Joe Sternberg joins from London to examine how the Tories have taught the wrong lesson about changing leaders without going to the people. Cameron to May to Johnson to Truss to Sunak and out. The Democrats have chosen Harris in the same fashion. Nobody voted. It's a weakness. Maybe not this time, but it will come back. Just Stop Oil. The leader of Just Stop Oil is 58 years old. He's been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Other 38-year-olds, 48-year-olds, 22-year-olds associated with the leadership of Just Stop Oil that sits down in traffic, that sprays orange paint on things, like paintings. 4 years and 5 years. Hard time. Gregory Copley comments first on the gathering of allies in East Asia, Seoul, Tokyo, Manila, visited by Secretary of State Blinken, Secretary of Defense Austin. And then we turn to the question of NATO. Gregory's observation is that it doesn't have a future. AUKUS is vital and fresh and has a purpose. NATO does not. As of now, NATO will continue to be belligerent toward Russia. After the Ukraine war, unclear. King Charles report. From the Elysee Palace in Paris, we hear that they, the way they put it in the Telegraph, blew a hole through the Elysee budget with the half a million euro celebration with King Charles last year, at the end of last year. It was very successful. But 40,000 euros for wine for 170 people? I don't know. I don't know these things. Gregory says it was good wine. I'm sure it was. And then we talk about, Gregory and I also mention the trouble in Ukraine, which is not going to clear up itself. They're going to require hard negotiation. Will they get to it after the U.S. election? I don't know. That would be wise. And there's indication that the foreign ministry of Kyiv has asked China in some fashion to arbitrate. Ukraine's out of people is one version of why suddenly no longer absolutist. State Thinking with Mary Kissel. Mary describes the process of urging citizens to leave a country in the event of war. One that David Lammy has now initiated for the Foreign Office in London. What would it look like if our State Department orders people to get out of Beirut? Mary walks through the steps. She was former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. She's seen this happen. We also talk about Kabul and how that was a failure of all levels. The military, the State Department, the White House. What not to do with Kabul. And Lebanon. Jonathan Schanzer comments on Lebanon and the threat, long-term threat, of Hezbollah, a major army with major weaponry. And then we do observe that Gaza, the fighting is dying down. As long as the Israelis control the Philadelphia route and the Egyptian smuggling is choked off, Gaza can only regenerate itself as a Hamas fighter with 14- and 15-year-olds, which they'll use, but that's not sufficient to fight the IDF. It's a wrecked landscape in many instances. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.